This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday he will use the Group of Seven, G7 Wealthy Democracies Summit this week to urge world leaders to commit to vaccinating the global population by the end of 2022. Johnson is expected to stress the importance of a global vaccination drive when he meets with fellow world leaders on Friday in Cornwall, England, for the first face-to-face G7 summit since the pandemic hit. He said in a statement Sunday, quote, "Vaccinating the world by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history." U.S. President Joe Biden and the leaders of Canada, France, Italy, and Japan will arrive in Cornwall from Friday for 3 days of talks focusing on the global recovery from the pandemic. The Sunday Times reports Johnson is set to announce at the summit Britain will pledge to donate over £2 billion worth of jabs this year, with further donations in 2022. The U.S. has said it plans to share 80 million doses of its surplus vaccine globally by the end of June. At least 11 civilians were killed, including 4 women and 3 children, when a roadside bomb struck a bus in Afghanistan, officials said Sunday, as a top U.S. negotiator visited Kabul. The latest attack targeting passenger vehicles occurred on Saturday evening, raising fears of fresh violence in the months ahead as the U.S. military continues to pull out its last remaining troops from the country. No group has claimed responsibility, but the Taliban is accused of planting the bomb. Saturday's attack came after a series of blasts targeted passenger buses in Kabul this week, 2 of them on Thursday. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexicans head to the polls Sunday to vote for a new lower house of Congress, state governors, and local lawmakers. Races seen as a referendum on President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's policies and efforts to shake up Mexico's institutions. All 500 seats in the lower house, 15 state governorships, and thousands of local leadership positions are up for grabs, with some 93.5 million Mexicans eligible to vote. The lead-up to the elections has been overshadowed by the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccine rollout, as well as record criminal violence, with a security group claiming 91 politicians have been killed in this election cycle. Israeli police arrested a Palestinian protest leader in a contested neighborhood of Jerusalem Sunday, a day after forcefully detaining a prominent journalist there. The Al Jazeera reporter was covering the campaign by Jewish settlers to evict dozens of Palestinian families from the area. She was released from a hospital Sunday with a broken hand that her boss said she sustained Saturday. Al Jazeera's acting director general is accusing Israel of attempting to silence journalists. The tension over evictions helped spark weeks of unrest leading to last month's Israel-Hamas's 11-day war. The most imminent Jerusalem evictions are on hold following the intervention by Israel's attorney general, but the settlers' campaign continues. Pope Francis said Sunday he was pained by the discovery of the remains of 215 children at a former Catholic school for Indigenous students in Canada and called for respect of the rights and culture of Native peoples. He urged Canadian political and Catholic religious leaders to shed light on the finding and seek reconciliation and healing. He stopped short, however, of the direct apology that many Canadians had demanded from the Catholic Church for its role in the residential schools. Last month's discovery of the remains of the children at a British Columbia school, which closed in 1978, is reopening old wounds and fueling outrage in Canada about the lack of information and accountability. The school system forcibly separated about 150,000 children from their homes. Many were subjected to abuse, rape, and malnutrition in what a commission in 2015 called, quote, cultural genocide. And several ceremonies are taking place Sunday commemorating the 77th anniversary of D-Day that led to the liberation of France and Europe from the German occupation during World War II. On June 6, 1944, more than 150,000 Allied troops landed on codenamed beaches carried by 7,000 boats. But for the second year in a row, commemorations are marked by virus travel restrictions due to the pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.